I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Violence is pushing the Ivory Coast to the brink of another civil war. A humanitarian crisis is also brewing. Wycliffe Bible Translators Robert Hale says several of their projects have been disrupted. Travel is dangerous, which is delaying trauma workshops and translation projects.
We do have one project that is using a satellite hookup for checking sessions over the internet, but I'm not even sure that they're able to continue that. A lot of communications have been closed down. And now that the electricity has been cut off all across the north of the country, that obviously limits a lot.
Next, a mob of 4,000 people attacked a church and homes of Christians in Egypt Saturday. It was a reaction to a series of murders and a relationship that violated Sharia law. Open Doors' persecution of believers created a remnant church in many areas of the Middle East, but not many Americans are aware. That's why Open Doors is part of a conference on persecution in the Middle East being held in the Chicago area March 12th. There are more details about the conference online. And technology is revolutionizing Bible translation. Mother tongue translators can work with consultants across the globe. Advances have shaved 2 years off production, and the goal of having a project in every language by 2025 is in sight. Will it happen? The C Company's Randall Lemley says increased internet availability allows for 24/7 translation. It's possible to see the work of translation completed in our lifetime. But
one of the biggest challenges for Bible translation is having skilled IT professionals. And there may be people that hear this today that say, maybe God has prepared me for a day such as this.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.